Investment flash.
Intel rockets 10% on an Apple chip deal, but bond yields are stuck, and that's the tug of war you need to hear about. Welcome in.
Friday, June 19th, London edition. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. Markets are giving us tech fireworks and a bond mystery. Let's get into it.
All right. Intel and Apple, a U.S. chip partnership announced by Trump himself. Intel shares surged 10.6% last session. This is huge, buddy. Concrete foundry wins, political tailwinds. I'm buying the momentum.
Tom, you're buying at 86 times forward earnings. The stock is already 1% off its 52-week high. That 10% pop prices in the dream. The risk-reward is stretched me.
Hold on, I'm going to push back here. This deal is political, sure, but it's also a real step toward domestic manufacturing. The question is sustainability, not the headline.
Sustainability? Marie, the foundry story is finally turning. This isn't just a one-off. The stock's at $134. I think there's more room.
Yeah, look, I've seen this film before. Analysts revising price targets after a spike is basically a free retirement plan. At that multiple, you're betting Intel becomes TSM tomorrow.
Ah, fair enough. But Gerald, the alternative is missing the next leg. Apple diversifying supply is a massive signal.
But while we're cheering Intel, Accenture just cratered 18% to 2017 lows after warning AI will undermine its consulting model. The sell signal is clear. This is a structural threat.
Right. And the cheap 8.6 times forward PE ratio is not a bargain. It reflects existential risk, not a value trap. The business model is genuinely under siege.
See, this is what I mean. Hardware wins, services bleed. SMH and Intel are flying while Accenture gets crushed by AI. Rotation in action.
All right, but let's pivot to European trade risk. The US launched a Section 301 probe into Germany over pharma underpayment. That means potential retaliatory tariffs. Sell Germany equities via EWG.
And it's not just the index. Bayer, already down 2.2% year-to-date at a low multiple, and Merck KGaA at 15 times forward earnings, could get squeezed. The probe adds real downside.
But German equities are already near lows, down almost 3% year-to-date. Is this escalation fully priced? I'm not so sure.
Honestly, I doubt it. And while we're on Europe, Goldman Sachs says sterling is the most overvalued G10 currency. Post-Brexit recovery priced in, but now it's leaving the pound overbought. Sell GBP USD, sell FXB.
Gerald, you've been waiting for this one, but the pound is already down 1.2% year to date. A hawkish Bank of England surprise could snap it back.
Fair point, but Goldman is a heavyweight here. The trend is breaking lower. Sterling at 1.27, down 0.6% last session. I'll take that bet.
Currency markets yawn, but I'll note the sell call. Now, let's get to the real action. Emerging market chips. Apple CEO says price hikes are unavoidable due to chip costs, and South Korean and Taiwanese stocks hit records. EWY surged nearly 7%, up over 100% year to date.
Tom, you're chasing a rocket already in orbit. EY at its 52-week high, up 100%. That's not a buy, that's a prayer.
But the fundamental demand story supports it. Apple's supply chain needs more chips, and these companies are delivering. The risk is momentum crowding, not a lack of demand.
Exactly. Buy South Korea, buy Taiwan, buy semiconductors. SMH is up 67% year-to-date, and it's still the rotation trade. CoinDesk reports investors are rotating out of Mag7 and crypto into AI bottlenecks, like chips and memory.
But SMH is already at a record, 1% from its high. The rotation trade is crowded. You're buying the top of the momentum. Remember yesterday's buy semis call? It's up again,
but fading it with puts is our view.
Wait, you're already there. Our synthesis says consider fading the semis rally. But the flip side is crypto under serious pressure. Bitcoin down 29% year to date, ETF outflows, and the dollar index breaking higher.
Right. Sell Bitcoin, sell GBTC. And the dollar breakout? Buy the DXY. Hawkish Fed killed rate cut hopes, and the buck is surging.
And Strategy's preferred stock, STRC, hit a record low below par, funding distress. Yesterday, we said sell Strategy preferred, and it's down another leg. Forced Bitcoin sales could add pressure.
Tom, your sell call on MSTR yesterday? Not direct, but STRC is the pain point. The negative feedback loop is real.
Yeah, I know. I said hold MSTR, but that preferred stock collapse is ugly. All right, we've got private credit stress too. BIZD down 13% year-to-date. Redemptions continuing. Sell BDC income.
Liquidity concerns in direct lending at deepening. BIZ 27% below its high. The discount isn't an opportunity yet.
Let's pivot to the bond mystery. FT Alphaville asks, the Iran war is over, oil dropped 9%, so why aren't bond yields lower? TLT is near its 52-week low. That's the most original take of the day.
That piece is spot on. Structural fiscal drag or sticky inflation is anchoring yields. It's a regime change. Geopolitical calm doesn't automatically send rates down anymore. Sell TLT.
Wait, the peace deal should be bullish for bonds, but yields are stuck? That's bizarre. So we're saying the bond market is pricing something worse?
Yes. Maybe a fiscal risk or sticky inflation. And on top of that, Fed Chair Warsh pledges to listen more to markets, and Morgan Stanley warns markets may regret it. Policy uncertainty is high, and the next FOMC minutes are due.
And nobody's talking about PCE data tomorrow. The focus is all over the place. Chip deals, oil flows, sterling. Complacency could be jarred if inflation prints hot.
But oil supply is resuming faster than expected. JP Morgan says Hormuz flows jumped to 5.1 million barrels a day in June. That could ease inflation. Sell USO, sell BNO.
Right. Oil is already down 9% in a week, but the trend is lower. However, yields aren't falling, despite cheaper crude. That's the anomaly, reinforcing the sticky yields view.
So we have a market wrestling with dispersion, tech euphoria from Intel Apple, versus a bond market that isn't buying the piece. Our view? Favor short duration over long bonds, and consider fading the semiconductor rally with puts on SMH.
Okay, sure. But the bear case, Intel's deal is tangible. The rotation into chips is backed by real demand. And if Friday's PCE comes in cool, yields could finally break lower and TLT could rally. Goldman's sterling call might be early if the BOE surprises hawkishly.
Fair enough. Those are the counterarguments. But the FT Alphaville piece is the key. The bond market is stubborn. And until yields crack, the dispersion trade is our cleanest expression.
Exactly. As always, none of this is investment advice, just our read of the signals. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back with the New York edition later today at 9 a.m. New York time. Until then, watch those yields.